Formal struck the door with his staff.
You, birdbags! Redwall be ours! Better warriors than you must try to take it off us and failed miserable. So they have.
There was no sound from the other side of the door. Winifred shouldered her stave.
Sounds as if they've gone. We'd best get back to Cavern Hall and decide what we're going to do.
There was a loud hubbub and clamour in Cavern Hall, and sleep was forgotten. Sister May was the heroine of the hour, after Cornflower and Mrs. Churchmouse told how she attacked the big bird, single-pawed, to rescue Rollo. Sister May was a simple and modest mouse.
Well, mercy me! I may be only the infirmary sister, but I couldn't let that great bully harm our Rollo,
she told them.
Poor little mite! He was frightened clear out of his wits, and so was I. Do you know, I'm still not sure it was me who attacked that bird.
There was general laughter and a rousing cheer for Sister May. Formal and Constance were whispering together in a corner when the abbot banged a wooden bowl upon the tabletop.
Quiet, quiet, please. Well, 8 seasons of peace since the Great War, and now one summer strewn with trouble. First the fox and his band, now this.
Several voices called out.
If only Matthias were here.
Yes, he'd know what to do.
Matthias, Basil and Jess would soon sort those birds out.
Whump! Constance's heavy paw shook the table.
Silence! Listen to your abbot,
she ordered. Formal raised a paw.
Excuse I. Me and my mole's got work to do. May us be excused, sir.
The abbot looked over the top of his spectacles.
Certainly, Formal. Now, the rest of you listen to me. Wherever Matthias is now, or Jess Squirrel, or Basil, I'm sure they would wish us to get on with this problem and help ourselves.
There was a murmur of agreement. Abbot Mordalfus continued his address.
Thank you. I must say a word regarding Sister May. What she did tonight was very brave.
Aye, 'twas that.
Ambrose Spike piped up.
Maybe she's after our warrior's job instead of minding that old infirmary.
Sister May blushed to her whisker tips.
Oh, what a naughty thing to say, Mr. Spike.
When order was restored, the abbot continued.
Perhaps Ambrose is right. Maybe we do need a warrior in a situation like this. Can anyone suggest a suitable candidate?
The call was unanimous.
Constance! Constance!
The badger stood up.
First, I suggest you all bed down here for the night. It doesn't look too safe up in the dormitories at the moment. If you must leave Cavern Hole, let Winifred or Ambrose know. Do not wander about alone, especially out in the open. I will sleep on the steps between here and Great Hall tonight. Tomorrow we'll decide what to do about the Raven and his crew.
There was a great bustle of activity. Some of the infants thought it great fun to be sleeping in Cavern Hall, and they made blanket tents from the edge of the table to the floor. Constance sat on the steps with the abbot and Ambrose.
What do you make of all this, Constance?
I'm at a bit of a loss to say, abbot. They must have been watching the abbey, because they wouldn't have found it so easy to occupy the roof spaces with Queen Warbeak and all their warriors at home.
Aye. Now it's up to us to make them see the error of their waves and send them packing, dirt cheeky birds.
In the roof space, General Ironby held a conference with Mangiz.
The big striped dog is dangerous, Ironby.
The hedge pig and the water hound, too. We underestimated these earth crawlers, Mangiz. They will have to be taught a lesson.
Aye. Tomorrow will be their dying day,
vowed the crow.
Oh, you are bleeding, my general.
Ironbeak was glad he had been alone when Sister May attacked him. It would not do for his fighters to see their leader vanquished by a small female mouse. He shook blood from his talon.
It is nothing. A scratch. As you say, my Mangiz, tomorrow will be the dying day of these earth crawlers. Post sentries at the eaves, and watch for Quickbill and his brothers bringing in supplies.
Dawn was long past at the foot of the high cliffs. Matthias and the searchers had reached the cliffs after dark, and ever since daybreak they ranged far and wide. Everywhere they were faced with sheer, inward-curving expanses. Nowhere was there a way up to the plateau. It was just before mid-morning, when Matthias sat on a small mound with Basil and Sheik. The old hare shook his ears mournfully.
Bollywoggled, that's what we are, old lad. Flummicated.
blow me, there's no way to the top of that cliff unless we sprout wings.
We need a big ladder. That'd be better than wings.
Cheek sniggered impudently and ducked Basil's paw.